May 1st has become a day of rallies across the U.S. for immigrant rights and worker rights. Friday was no exception. In Milwaukee, thousands of people, many Latino, marched from the near South Side to downtown. In honor of May Day 2015, WUWM News intern Samantha Tripp has been profiling local poets of Latino heritage. The breadth of their work has been growing right along with the population.
Latinos now make up the largest minority group in Wisconsin at 350,000 strong. But Oscar Morales knows it wasn't always this way.
I did a lot of traveling when I was in my 20s, and the first question that when people found out I was Chicano and I was from Wisconsin, they go, well, I didn't know there were Latinos or Chicanos in Wisconsin.
The response gave Morales the idea for a book, an anthology. He titled it, I Didn't Know There Were Latinos in Wisconsin.
The anthology has 40 different writers. We don't all agree, we don't all look at things the same way, but you can get a good sense that things like culture and family and parents and a sense of belonging, a sense of longing for where they came from, a sense of history, all those things are important.
Morales traces his passion for people's stories back to growing up in Racine.
I think Racine back in the 60s and 70s was a very special place. It had diversity, so I grew up with African-American, Latino, and white friends. There was a civil rights struggle. There was a war in Vietnam. There was a period of change.
Morales has helped cultivate the Latino arts community in Milwaukee. But at heart, he is a poet. What is your favorite line that you have ever written?
I have a poem called Elvis Presley Was a Chicano. And I think my favorite line is, if Elvis really was a Chicano, he wouldn't have settled to die alone in an empty mansion with no family around, no familia around who cared enough to cry.
I remember sitting in the closet on top of my mother's shoes with a flashlight, writing furiously in this notebook.
Growing up, Brenda Cardenas was constantly writing. Her brothers would often tease her for it, so she would hide. Cardenas is now an English professor at UWM and director of its master's program in creative writing. She recognizes that living here has influenced her poetry.
I lived in Chicago for 9 years, and when I came back to Wisconsin, my poems became less urban, even though Milwaukee is definitely an urban city. There's more kind of breathing room.
Cardenas says her poetry tends to have what she calls code switching, switching back and forth between Spanish and English.
You can read them, I think, without being bilingual. And I think you can still get a lot of the poem, but you're not going to get all the layers.
Her poem, Cornflowers, uses imagery from indigenous American mythologies. Corn, or maíz, symbolizes identity and holds spiritual significance.
Pressing nose to pillowcase, I search for masa. Reach back before molcajete and plow to a dusky meadow. Its bed of soil flecked with teosinte, ancestor grasses.
While Cardenas may use particular themes and style, she says it's not the same for every Latino writer.
It might become a very different poem than the poem written by the, you know, European-American guy. But whether or not that poem will be marked by what we tend to think as Latinoness, which can become stereotype, that's another question.
On Friday, we'll hear from a local poet whose style has been evolving since she was a child in El Salvador. Samantha Tripp, 89.7, WUWM.
Samantha now introduces us to a poet who moved to the U.S. seeking a better life. She's remained active in the community ever since, including in retirement.
Daisy Cubillas is from El Salvador. She says it's a part of the world that bubbles with poetry.
We say in Latin America, we don't use psychologists or psychiatrists. We believe in poetry, so we write.
We meet at Café El Sol, the restaurant inside the United Community Center. As we sip horchata and coffee, Cubilla says she started writing when she was a young girl about things that troubled her.
I saw the big difference between the rich people and the poor people and how the poor people were treated. So my question was why this rich man came with his tractors and flattened the little huts of the people who live in his land. without even telling them. And my grandfather used to tell me, say, be quiet, don't ask too many questions, it's very dangerous. And that's what I learned too, is to ask questions. I write.
Cubillas ended up working for the Salvadoran government. In the 1970s, she won the chance to visit New York to learn English. But her life changed when a fellow student asked her about a massacre that occurred in El Salvador decades earlier.
And I said, huh? I mean, like an idiot, what are you talking about? Come, he took me by the hand, took me to the library, and I start reading, and I become shocked and crying and sad. And I said, this is the government I work for. These are the people that are ruining the country. I cannot be. From that day, I decide I'm never going to go back.
Even if she had wanted to, Cubillas was placed on a death list, making it impossible to go safely. In 1979, civil war broke out in El Salvador. It lasted 12 years. Cubillas lost most of her family to the war. The loss permeated her poetry.
The 80s was all about the war, all about the horrible things they did to people, and how my family was killed, my brother, my sister, my stepfather.
She could not sit idly by while people were dying.
I write, and I speak, and I do, and I go, and I went.
These days, Cubillas writes more about her experience as an immigrant living in the United States. She believes people often misunderstand others' reasons for coming here.
We choose to be here because we want the best for ourselves and for our families. It's all we want. We didn't come here to steal jobs or to rob or to anything, just to be better human beings. And that's what I write about.
Writing has always been Cubillas' way of answering questions. And more recent poems show off Cubillas' sense of humor. In fact, one of her most well-known works is Why Women Wear High Heels. You'll find the poem on a wall at the Wisconsin Convention Center. Cubillas theorizes who invented the high-heeled shoe.
It was a man who hated his wife, his mother, and his sister because they were mean to him when he was growing up.
Despite hardships, Cubillas tells me she never worries about anything.
Life is too short.
Samantha Tripp, 89.7, WUWM.